Mayor holds State of the City address. Your 9 o'clock news brought to you by the First National Bank of Denison. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Michaela Madison. New Philadelphia's mayor highlighting the good and bad from 2017 and detailing the current status of the city in his annual report. In the State of the City address last night, Mayor Joel Day says the city saw a lot of positives last year, including the renovation of the Tuscora Park tennis courts and other projects.
The construction of the new Central Fire Station was completed in June. New Philadelphia's economy grew with the addition of several new businesses. The master plan was completed for development of the Southside Community Park. Property was acquired on State Route 416 at the Waterworks Fields on South Broadway.
He says, however, there were some challenges regarding the city filing a lawsuit against the state with other Ohio municipalities when it comes to income tax changes and a loss of revenue.
For New Philadelphia, that amounted to a loss of about $3.5 million in operating funds over the period. The loss of local government funding put a strain on the city's finances last year, particularly on its general fund. The statewide opioid addiction epidemic was in the streets of New Philadelphia in 2017.
Day says the city health department and the municipal court are partnering now to create a recovery court, offering those that go to court and battling addiction a path to recovery. He says the city administration continues to create and promote growth opportunities. Well, deputies seized marijuana and crystal meth from a home in Yorksville. Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeff Moore says detectives with the lead task force and the Yorksville Police Department executed a search warrant at 8:30 yesterday morning at a home in the city.
Numerous complaints of a residents on Belden Drive. It's been an ongoing case investigation between the two offices. The lead task force and the Yorksville Police Department was able to finally put enough information together.
The homeowner, a 30-year-old woman, and five men, ages ranging from 22 to 27, were taken into custody.
Removed from the residence a combined 19 grams of crystal methamphetamine, 10 ounces of marijuana, and approximately $2,000 in cash. Two of the males are on adult parole. Two of the other males have outstanding warrants.
Additional charges are pending out of the Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office. The six remain at the Tuscarawas County Jail as the investigation continues. The Tuskegee Valley Local School District encouraging community members to attend an upcoming free event that will focus on school safety. Parents, students, and community members all invited to attend. Superintendent Mark Murphy and Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell will discuss district crisis protocol, drills, and active shooter scenarios. Following the presentations, there will be opportunity to ask questions and share concerns. It's happening next Tuesday, March 6, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. at Tuskegee Valley High School in the auditorium. When water gets into the ground under the pavement, freezes, expands, melts, and repeats, potholes are formed. And Tuscarawas County is seeing its fair share. County Engineer Joe Bachman says the county, just like other municipalities, is gearing up to address the damage to roadways.
Some of the cities and villages that are, they look like a moonscape, but I think, fortunately, we're just maybe in a little bit better shape. We probably have as many potholes, but they're probably spread out over more miles of road.
He says, however, crews are at the mercy of Mother Nature when it comes to repairing the potholes.
First of all, it has to quit raining. Pretty much can't do anything in the rain, and really it has to be dry for a couple of days to really do a good job. And a lot of it just depends on the weather as to when things will be taken care of.
He says while the county is running on limited staff and isn't available to physically assist other municipalities in addressing their problems, the county does create a large amount of cold mix to fill potholes for others to purchase anytime. And a multi-agency partnership offering an adult education class for a career that is increasing in demand. Tuscarawas County Board of Developmental Disabilities Public Relations Coordinator Carrie Silverthorne says the Direct Support Professionals, or DSP, caregiver positions are the number one job demand in Ohio.
DSPs are expected to increase by 35% by sometime in 2018, so it's certainly something worth looking into.
Tusk BDD partnered with Buckeye Career Center to make the class and scholarship available.
The one-week class from March 26th through the 30th. The only requirement is that they are 18 and older. They have to have a high school diploma or a GED, and then they fill out the application and turn in the one-page essay.
Five scholarships are available. The deadline is this Friday. In state news, a Cleveland Emergency Medical Services dispatcher and supervisor suspended for refusing to send an ambulance to a man who was shot 16 times and drove across the city line. Police say the 22-year-old victim was shot back on January 14th with an assault rifle as he was getting into his SUV. The victim drove into Euclid, where he was found by a police officer. Police say, though, Cleveland EMS did not send an ambulance because he had left the city. Euclid EMS was attending the scene of a fire at the time. Officers put him in a police cruiser and took him to Euclid Hospital. The victim survived. A Cleveland spokesman says dispatcher Maylin Lom and Sergeant Joel Smith were suspended without pay for one day. And in sports, in the NBA, Cleveland beat Brooklyn last night at the Q, 129-123. LeBron James scored 31 points and newcomer George Hill added 26. Cleveland back in action again tomorrow night. Your 9 o'clock news brought to you by the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janaden, Hutton, the South Side, and Schönbrunn in New Philadelphia. Your Z Country forecast is on the way.
This is Brian Williams from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has been a leader in helping area residents purchase new cars and trucks. We've also helped those same people as their children grow into their first vehicle. So when you're ready for that new car or truck, for yourself or your child, start your engines and come to the bank that has strong local roots in auto financing. We are the First National Bank of Denison.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Nancy Scheffner from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has helped families put their roots into our communities. A new home is a great way to branch out as your family grows. Our loan decisions are made here and your loan is serviced here. That means never having to call an 800 number if you have any questions. When you're ready, come to First National, the bank that understands the importance of having strong local roots.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mostly cloudy today, nothing more than a stray shower rain, not all that likely though, with a high temperature of 61 degrees. Cloudy tonight with showers after midnight, low of 46. Rain is likely Thursday with a high of 54. It becomes windy Thursday night with rain showers changing to snow showers overnight, low of 32. Snow showers Friday morning, windy and colder with highs in the upper 30s. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 25. Back to sunshine Saturday with highs in the lower 40s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
Don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.